Hey, Daily Dosers, this is Pastor Larry, and the last few weeks, what we've been doing is we've been taking a look into whatever we looked at on Sunday and making a deeper dive into it, but I can't do a chapter each day this week because Philemon only has one chapter. So what I want to do is I want to step back and look at some of the highlight things that we saw out of the passage each day. And today, I want to take a look at this idea of immediately becoming a full-on brother or sister in Christ with Jesus, a joint heir that we talked about. In verse 10 of Philemon, the Apostle Paul talks about how Onesimus, the slave, the runaway slave, had become my son in the faith. And that's something we just kind of read in our culture. We don't catch all that's there. Because as I mentioned during the weekend message, the Roman culture was built on a rigid class system. And Paul was actually at the total top of it. He was a born Roman citizen. Not bought, not inquired, not earned. From the get-go, he was a Roman citizen. Then underneath him were those who acquired it. Underneath him were free people, but not citizens. Then freed men, people who'd been slaves and were freed, and all the way down to the servants and slaves. Well, what you've got is somebody at the bottom. The moment he steps over the line, the Apostle Paul, the epitome of like, I'm a born Roman, calling him a son. And that's the sense of our oneness in Jesus Christ, where we are all together. Now, I don't know if you've ever noticed how often the Bible describes who we are and what we've become. We're a royal priesthood. We are a people that are chosen. We are set aside. We are ambassadors. All of these different titles of what we become the moment we step over that line and follow Jesus. And those titles aren't given to us just so we can have an academic understanding of some theology of what we were before and what we become. No, they're actually given to us so that we will realize it and hopefully live up to what we've become. Because see, we become something and we live up to what we've become. It's not we live and therefore become it. It's not a rank. It's not a status that we earn. It's been granted to us. And the more we fully grasp it, the more we turn around and go, wow, maybe I ought to do things different. Wow, maybe I'm a little more important in my circle and sphere of influence than I ever realized. You see, when we go to the marketplace and realize that we are an ambassador on special assignment in this job, that changes everything about the way we view our customers, our coworkers, our employees, the people we manage, or our boss, or whatever it would be. It changes it all. The moment I realize I'm part of a priesthood, I go, wow, am I living like someone that is a royal priesthood representing God? Because what a priest does, he represents the people to God and God to the people. And boy, I would have never thought that as being a school teacher or whatever job that I might have, driving a truck or running a business. Like, oh, I'm on special assignment as a priest here. It kind of reminds me in the early days of North Coast Church, when we had started our life groups, I was out golfing with a gentleman, and we were on the tee, and he hit one of the most god-awful slices I've ever seen in my life. And immediately out of his mouth, he goes, oh, bad word. And then he pauses, and he turns around, and he looks back at Pastor Larry, and then he says this, oh, I forgot. And I knew what was going to come next. I forgot who I was with. And I was going to get that different pastor behavior that sometimes you get. But that's not what he said. He said, oh, I forgot. I'm a life group leader. I can't talk that way anymore. And man, I couldn't have been more pumped because that's exactly how it's supposed to work. The Lord makes us something and then we realize what he has made us. And as we fully grasp it, we realize, I have to live not to become. I have to live like I've become. Man, I loved it when he didn't finish that sentence with what I expected. But he finished it with his new assignment in the kingdom of God. And I loved how he said, I need to live differently. That's why we need to understand who we've become in Christ. So that we live like it. So, ambassador, priest, representative, go out and live that way.